flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gator heads or tails?
Heads.
It is a tail. I will defer.
Oh, the defer.
Oh, you didn't expect that, Gator?
I was not expecting that.
The okie doke. All right, here we go, guys. Question number one. Yeah, we still got to keep doing this, even though the Lions are out of the playoffs. But okay. I'll do it. Okay, question number one. Do the refs favor Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
What a way to start. Look, I think he gets some superstar treatment. And, I mean, look, he is a superstar, so you would expect some of that. I don't think it's egregious with the treatment that he gets. Obviously, if your team's playing him and you see a play that happens, you're going to fly off the handle. And maybe if we played Kansas City more regularly, we'd say the same thing. But he's the best in the league, and he waits until the last moment for things to happen. He puts himself in tougher situations than maybe most quarterbacks do. So I think some of that is there. He gets calls, but there was actually some data recently that showed up that he doesn't get the calls that you think he gets. It's calls that you watch in games that you watch, but it's not as bad as or nearly as one-sided as you might think.
I would like to see said data because I think he absolutely gets the benefit of the doubt, and I think the Chiefs get the benefit of the doubt, and I think he abuses it. It reminds me a little bit of Trae Young, who didn't bother me as much last night, and foul hunting, foul creating, but he does things like he slows down near the sidelines to induce hits near the sidelines. That might come with an embellishment. He does get up limping a lot and then miraculously recovers from these hits. He also is the guy that faked running out of bounds, faked a slide near the sideline and took off up the sideline, which makes defensive players, handcuffs them on what they could do. Do the refs favor Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? Absolutely.
I think so too, Doug. I absolutely agree that they flat out just favor them. Now, all the stuff that you just mentioned that Mahomes does, that's not illegal, though. But the part that bothers me is that the refs fall for this crap every time. All right, so even Mahomes admitted on a radio interview this week that, one of those flops, he probably shouldn't have done that because he straight up just flopped on the sidelines. But if you want data, okay, here's the data, guys. Did you know the Chiefs have gone 11 straight playoff games without committing more penalties than their opponents? It's the longest streak by any team in the last 30 years. That's data. They're definitely favoring Mahomes and the Chiefs.
That's just a disciplined football team.
Yeah, huh? And it's because they're human, and they know exactly who's on the field and who's not. So I kind of understand it. They know Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, so they are going to favor him, Kelce, and the rest of the Chiefs. But, yeah, they favor them. It's annoying, but they do. All right, should the Steelers bring back Russell Wilson?
Only if he takes the same money. Remember, he had that Denver deal where he could sign for $1.2 million in Pittsburgh. And given that at this point with the Steelers organization, they're the only team that's in a full-scale rebuild and still making the playoffs. But they can hand it over to a younger quarterback who also, they got to bring back, Justin Fields. They got to decide to bring him back, but he's going to command more money. And if I'm given my choice of Russell Wilson or Justin Fields that I have to invest in, I'm going with Justin Fields. So no, I would not bring Russell Wilson back unless he'd do it on a similar contract, and I suspect he won't.
Doug, sometimes you say some things that are so stupid that I should shake my head, and then you said what you just said, and I agree with you. They should absolutely bring Justin Fields back, not Russell Wilson. It's look, Russ is fine. He's a good bridge quarterback at this point in his career, but the Steelers need to take a leap forward into the future, and that's with a quarterback they can bank on. Justin Fields has so much talent. If you feel like you've got the right coaches in place, harness that talent, figure it out, and make a new path for yourself with your next quarterback that's going to lead this team for the 6 or 7 years. Justin Fields, I think, is so talented. You can absolutely win with him. The problem is he started his career in Chicago. So that's no good for him.
You guys are both wrong. They don't bring back Justin Fields because they had every opportunity to give Justin Fields, you know, to take over this team. They needed a quarterback that was dynamic to be able to help the offense that was struggling. And for whatever reason, they didn't, and they handed it over to Russell Wilson. Now, I'm not saying Russell Wilson's the answer, but I think he is the perfect type of quarterback, like a bridge quarterback. I think one of you guys just mentioned he's that gap quarterback. But if he has to be the backup, you could do far worse as a backup. I think he's a team guy, a locker room guy. Yes, the contract's got to be very team friendly, Doug. But if he's wanting to come back and compete for a job, then I would bring him back. All right, speaking of quarterbacks, will Lamar Jackson ever get over the hump and finally win a Super Bowl?
I think he does. I think he's the most talented player in the league. He's young. You saw him make mistakes in the first half of the game against Buffalo and bounce back in the second half and lead his team back to what should have been a tie game, and he got let down. He got let down by his veteran tight end who dropped a couple of horrific plays. One was a fumble, and the other one was just a two-point conversion at the end that should have put it into overtime. He's great, and I think it's just every year that you go through a failure, you're learning from it, and you grow back stronger. And that Baltimore team is pretty talented. I think they're going to add some more pieces around him and make the team better. And he'll lead that team to the Super Bowl.
Well, look, the safe money here is on no, because you get the field every year. And I guess I would probably bet against any individual winning again and their individual team. But I don't blame him exclusively. It's kind of like Stafford. Yeah, Baltimore is not winning with him at quarterback. But I balk at blaming the best player. His contract is roughly the same percentage of the cap as guys like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. So winners can be built on that cap number. I think there's other reasons why Baltimore isn't winning, and I don't think it's Lamar Jackson. But if I had to bet, I would bet no, he will never win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I understand your logic, Doug. But if I had to answer, will he ever win a Super Bowl? I think the answer is yes. He's just too damn talented and too good. I feel like it's inevitable. Everyone conveniently forgets that it took Peyton Manning 8 years before he finally won a Super Bowl. He was 3-6 in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson's 28 years old. He's 3-5 in the playoffs, okay? So he still has plenty of time. He's in the prime of his career. He's making amazing plays every single week. He's not perfect, but he might win his third MVP this year. He's that good. I think they just have to get, for whatever reason, I mean, his all-pro tight end dropped a pass to tie the game. His all-pro tight end fumbled the ball in the drive before that could have put a touchdown over. All these things seem to happen to him in the playoffs. It's not all his fault, but I think inevitable, he's going to win at least one, I think. All right, Roger Goodell said this week, hey guys, it's only logical for the league to go to 18 games. We all knew this was coming. But will we see a 20-game season at some point in the NFL?
No, and I hope we don't, because in my view, the quality of the game is what's getting hurt. The NFLPA's needs to put its foot down. It's putting the players at more risk and more danger. They're playing more and more games. They're taking more and more live hits. And it's already, the game is too much of attrition. We said it for years. We just never cared. Now we care a lot about how brutal this game is. And a 17th game, my life has not gotten better because of the 17th game. And I think football has become, you know, just that much more worse because of the 17th game. So I would like to see them go to 16. If they go to 20, though, I would blame the NFLPA for agreeing to it.
Yeah, I agree with Doug almost everything he said there. I don't think they're going to go to 20 games. It is an incredibly violent game. You can make the argument that it's too violent. They need to find ways to make it less violent. Injuries have taken a ridiculous toll on superstar players year in and year out. But when you add more games, you're putting them more at risk. I would be more surprised if they went to 20 as opposed to going back to 16. I could see that happening before they go to 20. But I think 18 is likely the sweet spot for Roger Goodell and the NFL and the players. They're all going to make money off of it. But you know, if the injuries continue the way they go, then maybe they do go back.
Of course we're going to see a 20-game season at some point, guys. The NFL's king. They're greedy. And literally the only thing they don't have compared to the other major sports in this country is the amount of regular season games to maximize their value. They want as much value, as much money as possible. They're just going to eliminate the preseason completely. It's going to be 20 NFL regular season games. And get ready for bad football the first month, because that is their preseason. All right, there was some bad weather this past weekend in the playoff games, Buffalo versus Ravens and the Eagles versus the Rams. Was that awesome or was that dumb?
Well, I lean more towards dumb because I'm not a fan of having the weather decide what's going to happen. But, I mean, the counter to that is real simple. It's a level playing field. Both teams have to play on it. I'm just not a fan of it, which is really what it comes down to. I'm very thankful that the games here at Ford Field are indoors. As a fan, I've been to outdoor games and the weather has sucked, and it's no fun to be there, even if it's a playoff game. Can you imagine if the Lions had played outdoors on Saturday night at home and lost that game in a weather situation? How even more miserable you'd be? I don't like weather dictating things, and neither does the NFL. That's why the NFL has the Super Bowl played in pristine conditions as much as they can control with that. There's still going to be teams that have the outdoor stadiums. This is still going to be something to deal with, but you know, in 20 years, are we going to have every team in the league under a dome?
I think it's fun. To me, football's a game that's played in the elements. That's cold, that's snow, that's extreme heat. And during a football season, you have to deal with both. It's just part of the game, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, I enjoy watching those games. And if you can't handle the elements, you know, you're in the wrong sport, as far as I'm concerned.
I get both sides. I prefer optimal conditions, though, Gator, I do. But the real solution here is either all the cold weather teams have to go to a dome or the Super Bowl has the possibility of being a cold weather venue. Because to me, otherwise, it does not make any sense when you're playing regular season games outdoors where weather can play a factor into the regular season, which helps decide playoff teams and seeding. But then all of a sudden, the final game, we can't have any weather conditions whatsoever when it played a role or possibly played a role the entire season. So I think you got to pick one side or the other. Kurt Warner hates it. He came out and said again, and if you know this already, I'm just repeating it, but he thinks weather conditions give the away team a completely unfair advantage and players can't perform at their best because they have no way to prepare for that. So when you say level playing field, he doesn't even think it's level playing field just because they're both playing at the same time. One team's never seen it before, maybe, so he hates it. All right, last one, guys. Philly Mayor Cheryl Parker tried to lead the crowd with an Eagles chant to get them all fired up, but she misspelled Eagles. Instead, she yelled out, E-L-G-S-E-S. It's not even close, lady. Awesome. Anyways, what's the one word that you always misspell?
I have huge sympathy for Mayor Parker, because if I were the mayor of Philadelphia and I was hosting a pep rally and the NFL team was called the Philadelphia Necessaries.
Oh. Yeah,
I would have major problems. In fact, I come so far away from spelling necessary that sometimes the squiggly line doesn't even know what to suggest. They're like, we don't even know what you're going for,
wow.
Bro.
Wow. Look, I think we all have those words that are tough. The I before E except after C thing doesn't really work for me because I always seem to find the one word that's exception. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's it. Why is it red? That doesn't seem to make any sense. The word egregious, I had to type it earlier today.
You did?
Yeah. Answering these questions, I'm looking for it, and I want to get some notes down. The word egregious came up, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's misspelled. How do you spell it? Oh, there it is. The word license, when I was a kid, up until the time I was like 22, I always misspelled the word license. So, yeah, there's still words out there.
I guarantee you, I will never be able to spell guarantee without spell check. I don't even, like you, Doug, I don't even try anymore. I just type in G, I don't even know if it's A-U or whatever, and then the T, and I just say, hey, spell check, take
I'm
over.
Yep. Help me out. That's it. Help a brother out. And that concludes the Y9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.